With SRN News, I'm Tayshia Stevens. The FBI finally complies with the Justice Department's demand to turn over a list of agents who worked on J6 cases, and the number is astounding. 5,000 names were handed over. Agents are now filing a lawsuit. Some prosecutors and FBI officials have already been fired as part of President Trump's plan to depoliticize the law enforcement agency. President Trump says Palestinians from Gaza should permanently resettle somewhere else.
Sitting with Israel's prime minister in the Oval Office, the president said the Israel-Hamas war has laid waste to Gaza.
Gaza is not a place for people to be living.
And he proposed permanently moving Gazans to a new location.
I think they'll be resettled in areas where they can live a beautiful life and not be worried about dying every day.
The president has suggested that Palestinians could be relocated to neighboring Egypt and Jordan, but those countries have rejected the idea. Greg Clugston, Washington.
President Trump said Tuesday he's given his advisors instructions to obliterate Iran if it assassinates him.
If they did that, they would be obliterated. That'd be the end. I've left instructions. If they do it, they get obliterated. There won't be anything left. And they shouldn't be able to do it.
Also at SRNnews.com, the Senate Intelligence Committee approves the nomination of Tulsi Gabbard.
The 9-8 party line vote came only after Gabbard managed to ease the concerns of one Republican holdout, Senator Todd Young of Indiana. He had expressed frustration at last week's hearing when Gabbard refused to label former NSA contractor Edward Snowden a traitor for leaking classified documents. Young says he subsequently got assurances from Gabbard she would not pardon Snowden and that she'll work to prevent similar public whistleblowers in the intelligence community. Bob Agnew reporting.
This is SRN News. A Virginia teacher gets her job back.
Montgomery County Public Schools removed the woman from the substitute list after she posted comments on her private social media account expressing opposition to transgenderism. Liberty Council, a Christian legal group, sent a demand letter to school officials pointing out that they cannot fire a teacher for statements made privately off the job. The woman has since been reinstated, and the district avoided what Liberty Council calls a, quote, potentially costly mistake. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
Tennessee lawmakers approved legislation expanding the number of families who can use taxpayer money on private and religious schools, regardless of income. The school voucher bill is a victory for Republican Governor Bill Lee. President Trump backed Tennessee's bill on social media. Under the new proposal, 20,000 education vouchers of around $7,000 each would become available at some point next year. This is SRN News. Vice President Vance's itinerary is taking him to France.
The VP is scheduled to attend the AI Action Summit, a high-level meeting co-hosted by French President Emmanuel Macron and Indian Prime Minister Narendra Modi. Heads of state, including China's vice premier, tech CEOs, and other stakeholders are expected to focus on artificial intelligence at the two-day event. Vance, while acknowledging some harmful applications of AI, has said he's worried about preemptive overregulation that would entrench current tech incumbents. Jennifer King, Washington.
Two of President Trump's cabinet nominations are advancing. Robert F. Kennedy Jr., a nomination for head of the Department of Health and Human Services, and Tulsi Gabbard's nomination for director of national intelligence now moved to the Senate floor. A Senate committee voted along party lines Tuesday, 14-13 in favor of RFK. Meanwhile, the Senate Intelligence Committee reportedly voted 9-8 in favor of Gabbard. More details at srnnews.com.